The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Guy, we were speaking earlier on about how this, by at least the consensus of the panel and those that they speak to, has been one of the duller election campaigns of our time. In a minute or so, Sean Defoe, our politics correspondent, will give us a sense of what the next week might hold and what, if anything, is the battleground. Before that, former minister and senior Fianna Fáil figure Noel Dempsey is with us. Noel, you have this is very much in electoral terms not your first rodeo. Is it your most boring rodeo?
No, they're never boring. It may seem boring on the media and so on, but when you're going around knocking doors, you meet so many different and interesting people and different and interesting scenarios that it's never boring when you're on the ground.
As you are knocking on doors, what are the issues that you are hearing?
The issues are wide and varied. I could say across a whole range of different areas, the usual ones of housing. Health, surprisingly, is a very, very, very low on the list of agendas this time round. Certainly, the question of special needs, people with disabilities, that has been high on the agenda of people that are affected by that. But it's down to things like speeding on the roads, transport, everything. You get everything across the spectrum when you're knocking door to door, Anton.
Now, is that breadth of spectrum normal, or would there have been previous election, general election campaigns where there would have been a greater coalescing around one or two main central issues?
It seems to be much more spread, and that might be why people in the media find the whole thing very boring. In previous elections, you would be talking about major issues like maybe the economy, tax approach to taxation policy, major things like that. Health was always a major issue up to now, but not this time round. So those kind of issues kind of dominated. I think the 2007 election, I think there was a decided swing in the last week or thereabouts when people started to consider the economy, the threats to the economy, and that was a very significant factor in the return of the Fianna Fáil government at that time. There doesn't seem to be anything like that currently, but there is a week to go. My experience on the canvas would lead me to believe that while I'd be happy that our voters are staying with us, the middle ground, the floating voter, if you like, the one that is only going to make up his mind, his or her mind in the last week, is still there and very much to play for.
How are you finding the dynamic of the partnership with Fine Gael, at least the partnership up until the point at which the election was called? Because you would hark back to a time when Fianna Fáil was only coming to terms with the prospect of not having single party government. It has to be a very different campaign to know that you're seeking transfers to some degree from the Civil War rival.
Yeah, well, I was always an advocate of seeking the transfers, although we mightn't have always got them. But it is a very different campaign when you have been in government with another party, and you're going to the doors and you're trying to sell the difference in your policies, the significant achievements of your party in government and so on. So that is a very different dynamic to most of the election campaigns that I fought, where you had a clear line of sight to the enemy, you had a clear line of policy that was different, and the electors had a fairly stark choice between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, as it was then. It's not as easy to distinguish yourself in the current circumstances, but we saw the first week of the campaign when we had our policies out. Second week, then everybody else had their policies out. The focus is beginning now to go on to the policies and the differences in those policies. And that's why I think this week is going to be crucially important. Maybe not so much on the ground, but more so on the media and on the airwaves. I think it could be a crucial 2 or 3 days up to the leaders' debate.
Have you a sense at this stage or an expectation in terms of government formation? Because there's a lot of reporting of senior figures in both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael hoping for three-party government rather than a mixum gatherum of independents. And there are suggestions that Mary Lou MacDonald is irked by the unwillingness of the major parties to discuss anything other than each other.
I don't have a sense of it, and that's what I'm saying. I think that this week is going to be an extremely important week in the overall campaign. I think people will make up their mind. I think people will make up their mind fairly decisively. The middle ground, the floating voter, I think will, by the middle of this week, decide, well, I'm going to go for this party or this party, and or this is the kind of government I want over the next 5 years. But I don't think they've quite got there. I think, again, trying to judge from the canvas, I think the party supporters, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Sinn Féin, they are sticking with their party. The other people on the doorsteps are simply saying, yes, thanks, we'll consider it, and we'll read up, and I haven't made my mind up yet.
You said that there is in your view, there will be a focus on policy coming into the next week. The focus still seems to be, to some extent, on human interaction and colour, judging by the front of the Irish Daily Mail, because that issue of Simon Harris and the interaction with Charlotte Fannin and the supermarket in Cork, where she's quoted as saying that she was made to feel small and feel like a stupid, silly girl. In what has been a relatively, in media terms, dull campaign, is that kind of thing significant?
That kind of thing can be very significant in the kind of campaign, again, media-wise, that we've had. I think it certainly will have an effect, particularly the circumstances, and because perhaps Simon would have been expected to be a little bit more sympathetic and understanding than he appeared to be. Now he's made his full apology, so and indicated he's going to meet, but you saw the level of interest in that in social media, and I think certainly it would have some effect.
Noel Dempsey, thank you very much. That is former Fianna Fáil Minister Noel Dempsey. Sean Defoe, Newstalk's political correspondent, is with us. Sean, if Noel Dempsey's prediction is right, that it is, to use that sporting cliche, all to play for in the remaining week, what's the game going to look like? What can we expect from the campaign as we go into the final days?
So what you were just talking about there, I mean, that issue of carers, I think is going to be the big political football of the next few days, because it was a very kind of very un-Simon Harris interaction, I think, is what a lot of people are saying, particularly within Fine Gael, and one that was very unempathetic, and has dominated the agenda online anyway, more than 2 million views, and I think has turned quite a lot of people off. You're seeing in the poll this morning sort of a swing away from Fine Gael. Now, that poll in the Sindo was taken before this happened, so I think that has definitely done them some damage. And what it tees up is there's going to be a lot of bickering on the campaign trail tomorrow, and people trying to paint other people into a corner. You see some of that across the papers as well. I think actually the debate on Tuesday night becomes one of the most important debates we've had in an election campaign in the last couple of decades, because of the lack of general debates in this campaign between the party leaders, and the fact that it is just the three of them. It's going to be Micheál Martin, Simon Harris and Mary Lou MacDonald. That's a tricky thing to navigate anyway for the two coalition leaders, because it will be very easy to come across as them ganging up on Mary Lou MacDonald, two men against one woman. That's going to be a hard thing to sort of navigate. They have to attack each other while also having the boundary of, we know we need to do business with each other at some point after this, so can't fully stick the knife in even if they wanted to. So that's going to be really, really fascinating. And I think a lot of people who haven't made up their mind, those people that that Noel was talking about, who have just been going about their life and doing everything else and busy with the normal life in the at the end of November in the run into Christmas, will be sitting down to watch that and may well make up their mind on the back of it.
Well, I wanted your view on that within, because Noel Dempsey was saying it from his sense on the ground. But if you look at what the poll, the Ireland Thinks poll in the Sunday Independent said about the level to which people have already made up their mind, they did a breakdown that said that when asked in relation to the commitment of people, it was something to the order. So here it is. How certain are you in relation to your party choice? A quarter of people saying it's my preferred candidate, but I may change. And 7% saying I'm between a couple of candidates. That's roughly a third of people who are up for grabs.
Absolutely. And within that group, even just from talking to people and talking to candidates, so you've got people who maybe notionally might say like Simon Harris and think they might like him, but aren't mad on their local Fine Gael candidate. Or the same with Mary Lou McDonald and Micheál Martin, and who aren't quite sure. People who maybe have had someone call to the door and they like the cut of their jib but haven't done their research on it. And people who are waiting maybe for something big to happen in the campaign. So that's a big chunk of votes that is still up for grabs. We've touted before in the show the research done by the Electoral Commission that I think had a quarter of people making up their minds in the last 48 hours when it came to the local and European elections. So with a campaign that up to now hasn't really caught fire, people will now be going, oh God, there's actually only 5 days left here until we have to make up our mind and go into the ballot box. So the next few days are absolutely crucial. We may have just seen the big slip of the campaign, the slip that costs Fine Gael, but there is still plenty of time over the next few days, and it's going to be a difficult balance for particularly Micheál Martin and Mary Lou McDonald, who might be looking and going, oh, this campaign has actually gone pretty okay so far, let's try to not have an absolutely mental mistake, as opposed to let's go and grab the initiative here and take it back.
Sean, as ever, thank you very much, and I assume you're willing to clear your calendar for next weekend.
It has been cleared for a very, very long time. And I think the one thing you might notice that myself and Noel have in common, we both have colds, as does nearly everybody who has been on the campaign trail and covering this for the last couple of weeks. So my first port of call is a Lemsip and a hot whiskey tonight to try and shift that and get ready for next weekend.
Sean, thank you very much. And the reason I'm asking Sean to clear his calendar is because there is extended coverage from News Talk next weekend. Mandy Johnston is going to be on air with a special programme at 8 a.m. handing over to us at 10. We'll then run till 1 o'clock. And likewise, the Anton Savage show on Saturday will be 9 through 1 o'clock. So there will be extensive coverage of the counts and constituencies as they come in here on News Talk.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.